Have you ever looked at the lyrics of Somewhere That's Green from Little Shop of Horrors? A dispose all in the sink.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's got an opinion. Every Californian and Virginian. It's so hard to tell who to trust and who to ignore. Someone's got to settle the score. Trey and Chelsea will help you choose. Whose views win? Which ones lose?
Hello.
Well, hello and welcome to Review That Review. We are the podcast that is dedicated to reviewing
reviews.
That's Chelsea Dawn.
And that's Trey Gerald.
But you can call us
the Review Queens.
And while you're calling us that, Chelsea, I'm going to give you the stage. Is there anything that you would like to
lodge a complaint
about this fine week in March?
Oh, Trey, I've been waiting all week for this complaint. Mm-hmm.
Well, quit stalling. Tell us.
So, guys, we got another real-time complaint happening, okay?
No.
Uh-huh. My kitchen sink is not functioning.
Really?
Has not been functioning for 6 days.
Wait, what does that mean?
There was a clog that occurred. We thought it was a disposal issue. That, I honestly don't know what it is, but basically the disposal is now, like, leaking heavily into like a bucket whenever sink is on. So the sink cannot be on, and the dishwasher uses that same sink line, so that also cannot be used. So for almost a week, I've had no use of a kitchen sink, a dishwasher, a disposal, anything that has to do with the kitchen sink arena. At first, when I was like blown this news, I was like, it's going to be okay. Like, I was thinking, no, it's not okay. You can't do anything in the kitchen in terms of cooking if you don't have a kitchen sink. I was like, oh, I'll make a salad. I can't rinse the lettuce. I can't clean a dish. I can't use the cutting board or a knife because there's no way to wash it. I've been ordering takeout all week, and I'm even more mad because I went to the grocery store right before this happened, and I bought all these groceries that I'm now going to have to throw away.
Oh, no.
Because I wasn't able to do any of the meal prep that I wanted. And I'm just like, I'm freaking livid. And we just keep getting into these situations where my landlord is like, oh, okay, well, the plumber's going to come today. And it's like, okay, awesome. Great. People keep canceling. People keep changing. Like, oh, no, I can't do this or whatever it is. So we're supposed to have another plumber come today. He's over an hour late as of this recording.
Don't get me started.
I now have my roommate on the job of like letting him in because I'm like, I'm recording the podcast. Like, this is like ridiculous. I'm not going to sit around all day waiting for this plumber to possibly show up. And now just before we started recording, my roommate texted me and he was like, actually, he might be coming tomorrow. What the F? I am so over this. I can't. I know that like it's a first world problem to some degree, but also no, like a lot of things depend on this, like my health. It's not healthy for me to be getting takeout for every single meal, nor is it fiscally responsible. So I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
I hear you. And I'm proud of you for acknowledging that it's not healthy to get takeout every meal. That's something I have not learned yet.
Oh, God. I'm so mad.
I mean,
know that you don't really cook, but still, like, you know, wash your hands before you eat. Like, just like things that you would want to do that you wouldn't even think about necessarily. But like, there's nothing that I can do in my kitchen at all.
I was gonna say, like, one of the mainstay features of any living situation is the kitchen sink. So much activity happens around the kitchen sink.
Even drinking water. We can't drink water from the sink. Because even if we found out the hard way, for whatever reason, I guess because it's coming through the pipes, if you turn the sink on and you like have a glass right under there just to catch the water and then you turn it off immediately, as in no water goes into the sink, it still leaks.
Yeah, something's really wrong there.
Yeah, it's a big problem. And also, he has to come today because we're like getting horrible weather advisories starting on through Sunday through like Tuesday or something like that. So if he does not come today, we're going to be screwed into next week. And I don't know how much I can handle. But still, here we are.
And you have a garbage disposal in your kitchen sink? So, right. So we actually don't have a garbage disposal.
Really? That's yeah. sort of surprising to me.
And I also feel like in New York City, there's a lot that are not garbage.
I think in New York City, for whatever reason, you can't have them.
So I'm just used to not having them. But right. Well, that's what I was going to say is I feel like it's a bigger issue when it's the garbage disposal.
Right.
Which is actually spelled dispose all, but I say disposal.
Yeah, disposal.
Have you ever looked at the lyrics of Somewhere That's Green from Little Shop of Horrors? A dispose all in the sink.
Oh. Wow.
That's how I know how to spell it. Well, anyway, I hear the complaint. That is very frustrating. Ugh,
thank you.
It is a major hub. And I'm hoping that by the time this episode is finished, the plumber will have come and gone and fixed it. We're not doing tomorrow. That's not happening.
We're not. We can't do tomorrow. It's supposed to torrential downpour tomorrow. Let's get on this.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, okay. Expel that like a dispose all expels eggshell. And then let's go ahead and jump into an online review. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready, Troy. This is literally the highlight of my week, clearly.
All right, let's leap.
Review that review.
As you know, we are your trusty review queens. We bring in reviews from the internet that we feel need to be inspected.
We read you the review, break it down, and rate the impact of that review on a scale from 0 to 5 crowns. It's a very regal process that we call...
Assess that kvetch.
That's right, Trey. And it is your turn this week, dying to know what you've brought in for us.
All right. Well, today, I'm going to muster my way through this. Because have a review that I've been scared to bring in, and you're going to soon know why.
Oh, no. Okay.
So today we're going to be rating and reviewing a 1-star Amazon review for a wrinkle-free blazer.
Okay. Seems benign.
Unfortunately, this was written by Amazon customer.
Okay. Good old.
This is a verified purchase. The subject of Amazon customer's review is... Recurrent clicking noise has manifested itself in conjunction with an observed lack of efficiency.
That's the longest title I've ever heard.
Yes. So this review was written on May 22nd of 2023, and the color is blue.
Okay.
Here we go. According to the scrutiny of extant appraisals, it appears that an auditory clicking manifestation may evince a faulty output, inasmuch as the evidentiary underpinnings of this supposition remain in doubt, it can only be deemed as a mere conjecture.
No.
Pursuant to my enterprise, I endeavored to expunge the creases embedded in a blazer through the implementation of a steam contrivance. Regrettably. Ow. Oh, that hurt really bad. Oh, that hurt my nose. I've never laughed like that before. Okay. Oh, God, that hurt my nasal. Okay. Regrettably, the prototype failed to realize its propitious avowals, although it did ostensibly ameliorate some of the wrinkles. A thorough inspection reveals that this enlisted duty is beyond the scope of envisaged competence of the productivity. Henceforth, it is palpably evident that pressing the blazer is still mandatory. Accordingly, it becomes indisputably manifest that this product is bereft of any utility. It would be of great appreciation if you could kindly peruse the accompanying photographs for reference.
Okay, I might need you to text this to me.
Oh, you know I am. This has
God.
2 helpful votes.
Helpful? And helpful with what? The SATs? I mean, like, what the hell?
And there are, you'll notice when I send you the screenshot, there are spellings that allude to the fact that this is probably a British person.
I mean.
But you'll notice that the color they ordered is blue, but the photos are khaki.
I think that I have a very good vocabulary. It's something that I praise myself on, and it's feedback that I get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do I say I always use them correctly? No, but I do dapple outside of ordinary linguistical usage. Okay.
So tell me what this means.
Now.
Silence.
What the actual... Okay, so what... Just that it wrinkles and it's going to require beyond just a steam, like a firm pressing in order to get it to be not wrinkled.
Right.
And then also that there's like the auditory clicking manifestation. Like, is it like the George Costanza episode? Do you watch Seinfeld?
No.
Oh, shoot. Okay. So listeners, maybe you do. You probably do. So there's an episode of Seinfeld where George is like fighting to get this suit that's on sale. And he's like fighting this other guy to get it. And it's this whole thing. And then he finally gets the suit because it like fits him perfectly. And then he realizes that it swooshes when he walks.
Oh.
It's like a swooshing nightmare. So is that what they're saying? Like that the auditory sound clicking manifestation may evince a faulty out? What the F does that mean?
I don't know. What would be clicking?
That's what I'm wondering. That's why I'm like, do they mean swoosh, like a swoosh? Clicking?
Well, events means reveal the presence of.
Right. Yeah, no, I get that. But I'm just saying, what does it even mean? If I, like, even if you do translate it?
I don't know. That's why I brought it here.
Okay. All right. Let's try to break this down for our listeners in case. Okay. So according to the scrutiny of extant appraisal. So according to what many other reviewers are saying, it appears that a clicking sound manifest is coming from faulty output, from
like the bad product.
Bad product from like a
faulty
manufacturing error, right. Let's say. Okay. In as much as the evidentiary, is this person a lawyer or are they just trying to make us think they're a lawyer?
I mean, it harkens to that complaint I had a few weeks back.
Right. In as much as the evidentiary underpinnings of this
supposition
remain in doubt. Supposition. What's supposition mean?
Well, supposition, uncertain belief.
Okay. So in as much as the underpinnings of this supposition, as much as the reasoning for why this is happening is baffling, right would you say?
Yes.
It can only be deemed as a mere conjecture,
your honor.
Conjecture, your honor. What
conclusion or an opinion formed based on the basis of incomplete information?
What does that even
so
mean?
I think they're saying that even with what we've read,
even with the evidentiary support,
right,
and the readings,
it could be an unsolid conclusion.
Okay, so it's like going into this, I was willing to be like, maybe this isn't true.
Right.
Okay.
So then,
pursuant to my enterprise, so then I bought it.
Yes.
So from my own personal experience, I wanted to expunge. I wanted to
expunge,
release.
Yeah, the creases.
The creases. I wanted iron
of a steam
the creases.
Contrivance.
We're embedded in a blazer through the implementation of a steam.
So like
of
an
a
iron.
Steamer.
So they ironed
of
it
a
or
steamer.
They steamed it. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to get the wrinkles out with the steamer. Regrettably, the prototype failed to realize its propitious avowals.
So avowals is assert or confess openly, and propitious, giving or indicating good chance of success.
Okay. So
it's just saying it didn't work.
It didn't work.
With the steamer.
Although it did ostensibly ameliorate although it did get rid of some of the wrinkles.
Which is literally make better. That's what that word means.
Right. A thorough inspection reveals that the enlisted duty is beyond the scope of envisaged competence of the productivity. What?
That It got some of them out, but not all of it.
Right? I'm like, there's so many words here. I'm like, I think that's what it's saying.
Because the next sentence, it's evident that pressing is still mandatory. So you can't use a steamer. You have to use an
iron. To press it. Right. Which is what, okay. Accordingly, it becomes indisputably manifest that this product is bereft of any utility. So it becomes clear that this is a useless product. But it would be of great appreciation if you could kindly peruse the accompanying photographs for reference. Look at the photographs for reference.
It doesn't look that wrinkled to me.
F you, Amazon customer.
Why?
This is so obnoxious.
You're just this now feeling like, that? You just now think
no, it's obnoxious? No, I felt the whole way, but I wanted to like look at it to be like, is there something that I'm missing? Or like, I don't know. Like I was like, I just wanted to see it. Because I was so confused. I started just writing down words that I wasn't paying definition to. And now looking at it, it just feels like if this is a joke, it's so missing the mark. This is not in the lane of review jokes using language like this. Like this is going to be an immediate skip pass. I'm going to read like first, I'm going to read the subject of the review and then be like, I'm outie. Like, this is not an appropriate forum for whatever this is. I have a headache enough, like we were saying a couple weeks ago, trying to understand the legalese of a contract. I don't need to do that when I'm trying to buy a blazer.
Right.
Ridiculous.
And the pictures look almost like they're Google images. Because look at the background. Like, it's as if there's no background. Look over.
Well,
the
I mean,
shoulder.
They removed the background. That doesn't bother me so much. What bothers me is that you're going to great lengths to write a review like this, and then the color's wrong, color blue. You're so thorough with your language, you couldn't even select the right color.
But you know what's occurring to me? It's so verbose for just saying you can't get wrinkles out with a steamer.
Yes.
But how do we know that's not the fault of the steamer that they used?
We don't know, but like we really don't know anything. And this review is from the United States. I don't know why you thought it was British.
Well, the way they spelled endeavored with the OU.
Yeah, but that's just because they're a pompous a-hole. Like this person just really bothers me. They didn't self-identify and then they came up with this pompous review that literally is a waste of anyone's time that comes through it. They're going to get a headache by just trying to read it.
Are you really this angry or is this about the sink?
I mean, obviously I didn't come into this in a great mood, but I am angry. Like I because you know why? Because it like reminds me of when I was in school and I would be reading like Ulysses or The Canterbury Tales or Beowulf or, you know, a book like that where I'm like, F, like I need to read this over and over and over and over again to understand what it's saying. And, you know, I will do that for classical literature. Mm-hmm. I will not do that for an Amazon review written by Amazon customer. If you're going to tell me that this review was written by Tolstoy, then maybe I will take an extra second to read it. But it's written by Amazon customer. They didn't even self-identify.
So, all right. So then a lot of new and unique words. I wouldn't say it's a lot of info. All you're saying for a lot of vocabulary words is that it's hard to get the wrinkles out. And
That's
this is a self-proclaimed wrinkle-free product.
This could have been a zinger. This whole review could have been a zinger.
And there were other reviews that are literally, like, it is a common complaint that it wrinkles. But people literally just say, faulty.
Like, literally could have been like, holy wrinkles, Batman. And like, that would have been like, gotten the whole
literally.
Exactly.
So spelling grammar, they do spell endeavored. It shows up because, okay, full disclosure, I had to copy paste this, put it in the notes section, and I had to do speech.
Full research.
So that I could like hear how the words were pronounced. I thought I would have to stop a lot more than I actually did on Patreon.
Oh my God, Trey. Yes.
But they, you know, so endeavored shows up as a typo. Also, realized shows up as a typo because they spell it with an S, not a Z.
With an S. I saw that. Yeah.
But I mean, even though it's out of place, do we give them high marks for their spelling and grammar? Or is it too showy?
I don't think so. I think it's way too showy. I mean, I feel like, it's this weird confluence. Is that the right word? Where it's like, we've gone over the rainbow so far that now we're failing. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like the word choice is shady?
A little bit, because it just feels like very pompous to the... I feel like it's shady to the reader. Like, who do you think you are?
For a fucking blazer.
Right. For a blazer that you feel like you need to come on here and give everybody a vocab lesson. Like, no, thank you.
Well, do we give them points for truthful because the images are wrinkly?
Okay.
It does look like
a
blazer.
Nod.
It looks like a blazer right out of the washing machine. That's what the wrinkles look like in the photo.
Right. And because we have evidentiary support from other reviews that show that this is the case, I do think it's truthful.
Yeah.
And I do think it's common.
And I appreciate that they include that commonality in their right. review. Because so often we have to compare with other outside reviews. But here it's in the text.
I just shouldn't need a thesaurus.
I know. Heard that.
To read your review.
Were you entertained?
I was entertained, like, watching you struggle to read through this.
I'm from South Carolina.
And it's definitely different than any other review. Like, I'm obviously thrilled that you brought it in because, like, we've never had anything like this before. I think it's an anomaly. I don't think it exists many other places on the internet where, other than maybe, like, Goodreads. But, like, I would accept this from Goodreads.
Correct. I would, too. Right. Yeah.
But in this forum, I don't think many people are going to Amazon, especially identifying as Amazon customer and writing something like this. My question is, what this person was trying to be humorous, right?
That's what I'm thinking. I do think that.
Because otherwise, why would you do this? Like,
you can't speak like this normally. Hear as much. Henceforth.
Was this written by ChatGPT? And they were like, please write an Amazon review about a wrinkly sweater that is like, with the vocabulary of someone with a law degree. I don't know.
It has to be meant as humor. It has to.
It has to be. But like, if the intent is humor, I think it's missing the mark.
Yeah. And sadly, they didn't create an account so that we can't go and see if there's a history of this vocabulary because it's Amazon customer. There's 8 million
exactly.
Amazon customers.
That's right.
I think I could crown AC. How do you feel?
I think I could crown them. I could don them with a crowning.
All right, let's do it. So Chelsea and I each have our own set of 0 to 5 crown cards. In an effort to be fair and not influence each other, we will simultaneously reveal our rating.
The queens are tabulating.
As an adult, you know, as soon as I kind of grew out of the Flintstone vitamins, I gotta say, I sort of abandoned my vitamin journey. And then Trey actually recommended this company to me called Vitable. Vitable.com.au actually customizes your vitamins and minerals for you based on a quiz that you take, and it gives you a nice little packet of just what you need. So if you, like me, could use a little help in the vitamin department, then I recommend visiting vitable.com.au. Go ahead and take that quiz, and when you check out, use our code REVIEW40 for a whopping 40% off site-wide. Again, that is vitable.com.au, and our code is REVIEW40. Now take your vitamins!
In terms of school...
What do I give? Okay. Interesting. I'm holding up a half crown. Trey's holding up 2 crowns. Very curious to hear where those 2 crowns are coming from. I'll go first with a half crown, only because this is unusual, and I've not seen it before. That's why I'm going with the half crown. But I don't think a lot of people are going to spend the time reading this review. I kind of think it's a dud. I think if somebody started reading this, they would just be like, ugh, I have a headache. Moving on. I'm going to look at the other reviews. So I don't think it stands alone very well as a review. I could only give points for this being a little bit different and unique from the typical review. Other than that, I can't really give any credit to Amazon customer because I just think that they said a whole bunch and they also said nothing in doing so. So half crown for me. Why 2 crowns, Trey?
Well, I went with 2 because I appreciated the photos as I always do. And yeah. I did find it to be an anomaly and interesting. As you point out often, there's personality here because it's like, you're in the review section, you just sort of see the same sort of thing. So a little more merit because it's different. But like, I also don't know if maybe they just have a faulty steamer. I am personally someone who never goes for a steamer. And I have a commercial grade steamer from when I worked at Joann Fabric. I still will use an iron, but I didn't buy the blazer. So the impact was there for me. So yeah, 2 crowns for me.
I got that. That's fair. Wow, Trey. Interesting review. Very interesting review.
Why don't we sail on from that steamy, steamy ship?
Yes.
And Chelsea, we've reached the most regal portion of our show. Who are you inducting today for?
My Royal Highness.
Thank you for asking, Trey. So clearly we've exhibited throughout this episode that I'm feeling a little bit steamy as of late, a little heated, if you will. And so I was on Instagram before we started recording this, and I came across this video that just like really made me laugh out loud. And I just was like, I have to give credit to funny Instagram videos and funny reels that can just take you out of wherever you are and just put you into this new place where you're laughing and just enjoying being entertained by something that somebody decided to post. I mean, it's just amazing when you're just scrolling, 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 you're kind of like doom scrolling or you're just like bored. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, this is so funny. And then you're laughing and your entire mood has changed. So yes. To all the people that have been posting videos that make me laugh, thank you so much. Sometimes you really do need those moments in life. I really needed that moment today. I had one right before I came on, and I'm going to send it to Trey during the after show so that he can watch it. But anyway, if you post funny videos, thank you so much for doing so. You are my Royal Highness.
Nice. I love that. I obviously, my number one app on my phone is YouTube, so...
Yes.
After YouTube is Instagram. I love those comedy reels.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, okay, Chelsea. So, listeners, if you recall, Chelsea was kind enough for my birthday to send me a $50 Amazon gift card in honor of Grimace.
Happy birthday, Grimace.
So, I'm very excited.
What is on your Amazon wish list?
So, we spent a lot of time talking about my jewelry turning me green.
Yes.
But I decided to go in a more useful route than like a gold chain. Okay.
Okay.
And we've been recording a little out of order, so I don't know where in the world we are with our obsession with RuPaul's Drag Race. So, Spoiler, we're going to get into that territory.
Yes.
So, in honor of Chelsea's new love of RuPaul's Drag Race and my ongoing love, I decided to purchase a limited edition collector's collaboration with Little People and RuPaul.
I just watched an episode where it was Little People LA, right?
No, not the Little People. This is like children's toy Little People. Wait, but the Little People were on season 8.
Yes.
Oh, that's so weird. No, not the reality show. This is like the children's toy Little People.
Okay, got it. I hope that wasn't politically incorrect, but...
No, Little People.
Wait, is that supposed to be RuPaul? Hold on, turn it.
Yeah.
Is that RuPaul in the center? And then...
Of course it is.
Oh my God. And then who's on the left and who's on the right? Do we know?
They're all RuPaul.
They're all RuPaul?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I am so sorry, Ru. I can't believe I didn't recognize you. Wait, okay.
Here are the cartoons.
Show me the back.
See? They're all Ru.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Like, the middle looks like Rue, but I don't think that either the left or the right is fabulous enough to be Rue. They look like children.
Well, it's the little people. You know the little people? They're like little houses and little people figurines. They're usually like...
I guess, but it's all like... Yes, I do. Yeah. Like the little tykes. Yes,
so,
is that what that was called?
Yeah, so it's little RuPauls.
I guess.
There's three
of
them.
Okay. It's very cute. I like it a lot.
Thank you for buying this for me.
You're welcome. I love it. I love that you use my gift card to buy something in this world because I'm so obsessed with Drag Race. It's literally
so
life.
There are three little tiny RuPaul figurines. One of them, she's in a beautiful purple gown. It's metallic with a big, beautiful white updo. Then in the center is like out of drag Rue with the big giant glasses, like the polka dot t-shirt and the red suit. And then the last one is like a metallic pink gown
with a matching headband, which I don't know if I fancy Rue. Does Rue do headbands?
She had like, I know that these are off of actual looks. I just don't know what season they're on because they look familiar enough. But anyway, it's meant to be a collector's item, like to not be open.
I love it.
So I'm very excited. I have grand plans to eventually create an accent wall because I do have a Trixie Mattel doll And now I have this. And I also have like a Britney Spears Funko Pop doll. So I'm feeling inspired. And yes. This was your birthday gift. So thank you, Chelsea.
You're welcome. Couldn't have been a better franchise to support. That's for sure.
We're just giving RuPaul all of the money.
Happy birthday, Grimace. Happy birthday, Trey.
Thank you so much. Well, we did it, Queen. That is another round on the RUARQ cylindrical force of gravity spinner Ferris Wheel of Love and Life.
That's right. Thank you for joining us today. If you like what you heard, please tell a gregarious friend.
And if you did not like what you heard, please tell your middle school English teacher.
Oh my God. On this week's After Show Pod, we are rating and reviewing a 2-star Yelp review for Donut Friend in Los Angeles, someplace that I frequent.
Is that the pink place, pink donut shop?
No, they're actually vegan donuts. They're in Highland Park.
Got it.
They're delicious.
Wow, I really cannot even begin to pontificate why this was said. Oh, her tits. So she's stuck upside down, but she's wearing like a tube top dress. So she's stuck and her tits have fully popped out.
How confounding.
Can't wait to hear that on Friday. Now, please remember.
Ignore the haters and the people with bigger vocab than you. You're a queen.
Gender non-specific show-off queen.
Bye! Bye! Sign up directly on Apple Podcasts to hear our weekly members-only after show. Unlock additional benefits when you become a Patreon member at reviewthatreview.com/Patreon. Follow us on all the socials at The Review Queens and join our mailing list at reviewthatreview.com. Our Kvetch line is open 24/7 at 1-850-REVIEW-0. Don't be a mashugana. Call the Kvetch line today. I mean, that was just so pompous, that review.
Pompous. That's the right word.
Right?
The pompacity.
The pompacity of that review.
Except.
Doth protest too much.
Yeah, I heard that. What's your favorite kind of donut?
I really like a sort of standard vanilla icing with like sprinkles, like a child.
Yeah.
What about you?
Is a normal glaze vanilla flavor just like a glazed donut?
No, I feel like a glazed donut is just like a glazed donut with like sugar and stuff. But then I like when they put like the little vanilla like frosting on top and then they have like the rainbow sprinkles.
Like, where it's stuffed in the center or still with a donut hole?
No, there's still a donut hole, but like it's just like around, you know.
Because I'm thinking of Dunkin' Donuts and they have like the jelly filled with like the little like whiter icing on top.
The powder or no,
there's
two kinds of jelly donuts at Dunkin'. There's the powder and then there's the sugar.
Huh?
Are you a jelly donut kind of guy?
No, abso-fucking-lutely not.
Really?
I don't want anything coming out of that. Well, let's hop over.
Okay,
Queens, we're going to pick up on this on Friday. We have a lot of thoughts about donuts, apparently.
We do. See you Friday.
Don't not subscribe.
Adios.
She's still so mad. Chelsea is so mad, you guys.
I'm pissed. It's been a week.